And back now with Day to Day. A new report from federal regulators is blasting the giant mortgage company Fannie Mae. The report says Fannie Mae manipulated earnings and deceived investors in a scheme to help executives collect millions in bonuses. The report comes as the government-sponsored company is struggling to emerge from an $11 billion accounting scandal. And today, the feds imposed a $400 million fine on the mortgage giant. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us from New York. That's lots of money we're talking about. Bob, I usually have to be reminded what Fannie Mae is exactly and why this story is so important.
Yeah, Fannie Mae is a shareholder-owned company, so anybody who's invested in Fannie Mae has an interest in what its earnings really are. Actually, Fannie Mae is the largest buyer and guarantor of the home mortgage industry in the country. It was created by Congress out of the Depression era to make mortgage funding more available. It does that by buying mortgages from banks and other lenders. Then it either holds on to those to make money, or it pools them into securities and turns around and sells them to investors. And this report out today from the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight accuses the executives of Fannie Mae of using, and I quote here, illusions deliberately and systematically created through improper accounting and manipulation back in the 1990s and up into the early 2000s to get bigger bonuses. It says they played on Fannie Mae's prestigious image to cover up these phony numbers. And the way this worked is the board of directors for Fannie Mae set earnings targets for the executives to meet and then rewarded those executives for hitting those targets. And over a six-year period through 2003, the report says $52 million of the $90 million that former CEO Franklin Raines was paid was directly tied to meeting those targets for earnings per share.
Now, surely they'll have to pay it back, that money?
Well, that's a question. There's been some discussion about trying to get them to do that. Franklin Raines was forced to quit Fannie Mae in December of 2004 when regulators found out what was going on. His lawyer couldn't be reached for comment today. As you mentioned, Fannie Mae is reported to have agreed to pay more than $400 million as part of a settlement with government regulators, but that's really separate and apart from what these executives made. The company is expected to have more to say about this during a news conference late this afternoon.
And if you're a shareholder, can you just get mad, or is there any kind of recourse?
Well, there have been some lawsuits filed already on behalf of shareholders. This is the most blistering report out of a government investigation on all this, so this does add some fuel to those lawsuits. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be following this story as it continues to unfold.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.